The Overtones on Vectis Radio, Something Good, and we still have in the studio the great Paul Armfield, who's going to give us a bit more about what he's been up to, and maybe another song in a minute. We were just talking during the ad break there about different styles of music and that, and you're saying that you describe your style as more chanson.
Chanson, yeah. I mean, chanson is the sort of French singer-songwriter tradition, and I mean, you know, I often get lumped in with folk, and I don't really sort of fit that genre as is. I mean, I was just explaining to you that I think the slight difference is, and it is a very slight difference, is that folk music is generally, as it says, it's for folk, it's for the common man, and
yes,
and the language, you're not allowed to be too flowery with it, you know.
You, no.
It tend to be a sort of more direct language, whereas as the chanson is, you know, as with the French, you know, with their sort of pseudo intellectuals, you are allowed to be a little bit more poetic, a little bit, you know, it encourages that the poetry and the sort of existential angst, you know, that so that's, I would say, the difference. And I do probably sit on the sort of the side of the chanson more than the folk music, I would say.
Okay, now in that, almost in that genre, then, you actually do bespoke songs.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. I that would be terrifying.
I think this is something that it's the, you know, sort of the thing that's in common with the chansonniers and the folk singers is this tradition of the troubadour, which is, you know, somebody who would go around from town to town singing his songs or whatever. And I really like that jobbing aspect of being and the craft of songwriting. So I really love the challenge of writing songs at very, very short notice with very tight schedules, very tight deadlines. Mm-hmm. And of course, when I was working, I did that anyway. I would set myself aside a week to write an album. You know, that's, I like that. But I did, a few years ago, I volunteered myself and set my own, this with my own limits, I said, to write two songs a day at the Llama Tree Folk Festival. And so I would invite people I'd do a little gig at lunchtime.
Yeah.
A little low-key gig, play a few songs, attract a little audience. We'd all get to know each other a little bit, and I'd invite two volunteers onto the stage. And as an audience, we would interview them. The audience and myself, we would interview them together, ask them questions about themselves. I'd create a little pen portrait. And then I'd go and sit in my tent and beaver away writing two songs that I would perform that evening about these people.
Okay.
So that sort of set the established, you know, that I can do that, and I enjoy doing it. And subsequently, I've advertised my wares as a bespoke songwriter, and I get the occasional commission. Actually, from a lot of people who saw me at the Llama Tree, the first commission started to come in.
People were
saying, would you write a song about my wife for our anniversary? Would you write, you know, about my daughter and husband? They're getting married, you know, and, you know, that's being used as a best man speech, my song, if you like, and things like this. So it's, I get sort of fairly regular commissions to do.
Well, can't
this,
be bad.
No.
Now, when you did that, the gig at the Little Gloucester, you actually mentioned a specific one that, I know you're not going to sing it now, because
That's a popular one. Yeah, I do this one. One of the girls, one of the audience at the Llama Tree was a young girl, and she got up and she was very, very shy and didn't want to reveal much about herself until, you know, somebody did say, you know, what would you like to do when you leave school? And she wanted to be an undertaker.
Yeah.
So that was a gift for a songwriter, really.
Excellent. Mm. So, if people wanted to have a bespoke song, how do they get hold of you?
Just through my website, paularmfield.com.
Paularmfield.com. You heard it here first, folks. You can find it there. Get yourself a song made, especially for you or for a loved one.
Yes.
By Paul, and that'll be wonderful.
And I'm also going to be launching in the next couple of months a subscription service where you can subscribe to Paul Armfield, basically.
Okay.
To speak of myself in the third person. But what this means is that you would get a discount on having a bespoke songs written.
Okay.
Also, I will be doing like a monthly task where the members, my subscribers, can select a subject for me to write a song about.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, and also that will also be a monthly competition to choose a cover version for me to record a version of. So every month there'll be two new songs at least. One written about a subject picked by the subscribers. Another one, a cover version that's picked by the subscribers. I'll do an annual biannual concert from home where people can choose the set list from my repertoire. Lots of that unique services. A Christmas card,
a lot of fun.
Birthday presents, you'll get all these sorts of things just from a subscription service.
Excellent. That's excellent. Yeah. Are you going to give us another song?
If you like.
Yeah, yes. Go on then.
Okay, let's think. I'll do. This is the first one I've written for this series. I'll give this a go, I think, will I? Yes, I will, he says, summoning up all the courage to do it. This is the photograph.
It's a lady just looking slightly forlornly out of the window.
Yes, she's sitting on the arm of a chair, the sun's coming in, she's rather beautiful looking.
Yes, she is.
And she's having a cigarette.
Can't quite see that from here.
No, you can't see from there. Yeah. She's having a cigarette. So I've written a song that, in theory, I mean, certainly when there's a full arrangement, hopefully will last for the length of a cigarette.
Okay.
It's a little bit quieter, this one. Well, I haven't tuned up, but it'll be okay. How often have you sat there on the arm of that old chair? Net curtain tucked behind you as you sit and smoke and stare from tip to filter. Your chest would rise, your eyes would close, savoring every draw. And with every exhalation, you seem to soften more, as if the bird of bitterness you'd captured in a sigh. And through the open window, in one breath you let it fly. From tip to filter, from tip to filter. At certain times of day, the light would fall across your clothes. Your perfect face, the contours of your breast, stick out your stocking toes. Oh, put out your cigarette, love, and come and lay with me. Life is not what happens, but the pauses in between. From tip to filter, from tip to filter. How often have you sat there on the arm of that old?
I wish I could give you a round of applause. It certainly deserves it. That's a lovely song.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. So when's this likely to be out?
October. That's the plan.
That's the plan. Mm. Will you come back in October once it's out, if you've got time?
And, yes, certainly, yeah. That'd be lovely.
And give it a jolly good plug.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Paul, for coming along. That's
thank
really great.
You very much.
And we'll have you in again when you've got your album out.